Car chases are for movies. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. This morning we have a story about the huge increase in car thefts in Washington State.
From around 2,000 to 2,500 stolen vehicles per month, we're now well over 3,000 and 3,500. It's been about a 50% increase.
That's Steve Strand, who runs the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. And he believes the reason for that amazing increase is the new law that says police cannot chase a car just because it's stolen.
The word is out, and it's leading to brazen disregard for the law.
And that's bad. But you heard how many vehicles we're talking about here, right? Over 3,500 stolen vehicles a month. Even if you gave the police unlimited power to chase stolen vehicles, are there going to be 3,500 car chases a month or anything close to that? I don't think so. So how exactly are car chases going to solve the stolen car problem? They're not. Fortunately, it's 2022. We have technology that follows us anywhere. Why don't we use it on the crooks? Newer cars have built-in location trackers. Why don't have the state police, the state government, provide those trackers for older cars, too, so we're all protected? But, Dave, what about my privacy? Okay, then don't get one. But every cell phone has a Find My Phone feature, and I don't see millions of people being led off to the gulag yet, so why shouldn't everybody have a Find My Car feature? You press the Find My Car button on your phone, the cops instantly get a location, and they can just roll up on the guy while he's in the rest area taking a pee. Surprise! No chase necessary. But I have to admit that my favorite anti-theft device isn't high-tech, it's low-tech. And you can see examples all over YouTube about how it baffles car thieves, especially the young ones.
While the keys were left inside the car, none of them knew how to drive a stick shift. So who tries to steal a car they can't drive?
I don't know. It's still one of life's deepest mysteries.